This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
So what can be done to increase growth in Europe or the United States for that matter? Well, Peter Henry thinks the answer lies in third world economies. He's the dean of NYU's Stern School of Business, and his new book is called Turnaround, Third World Lessons for First World Growth. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Great to have you. So first of all, what is the biggest lesson from the third world for the first world?
I think the biggest lesson right now for the first world is that discipline in the context of economic policy does not mean fiscal austerity. Right now, the world economy is in a really critical place. We've got very slow growth in the United States, recession in Europe, and the emerging economies are growing. The emerging economies are growing because they're doing the things that we taught them to do over the last two or three decades. During the boom years from 2002 to 2007, countries like Chile saved so that when the global recession hit, Chile was able to institute a $4 billion tax cut package to stimulate the economy. Take the United States. We in 2001, specifically, we had a $236 billion budget surplus that we returned in the form of tax cuts. And therefore, when we hit hard times, we didn't have anything.
But isn't it a different situation? I mean, we have long-term obligations. We have more debt right now. Yes, we didn't save for a rainy day, as you say we should have, but we also have a lot more things to pay for. We've got a bigger social safety net.
Exactly. So the critical thing is discipline means focus on the future. And focus on the future means, yes, we have to deal with long-term entitlement issues, for instance, but we don't have to do so in a drastic way, slashing spending today. We've got to find a gradual way to deal with our long-term issues.
Well, backing away from the specifics there, are you saying simply that third world countries think long-term and we're thinking short-term?
Exactly. And this is a turnaround from where we were three decades ago. In 1985, James Baker, then Secretary of the Treasury under Ronald Reagan, went to Seoul, South Korea, and made a big speech as to what third world countries needed to do to turn themselves around. And he basically said they need to think long term. They're thinking too short term. And today, it's the first world that's thinking short term. And third world countries, now emerging markets, the Brazils, the Mexicos, the Chiles of the world that are thinking, and Turkey, that are thinking longer term.
Now, you have said that we are all winners or we are all losers, which brings up a really interesting point that maybe it doesn't matter what individual countries do. It's a global economy. We're all going to bring each other up or down.
We make the mistake when we think about the prosperity of the emerging economies that somehow prosperity is a zero-sum game, that emerging economies are on the rise to our detriment, and nothing could be further from the truth. As emerging economies grow, they develop a stronger middle class that demands our exports, that comes to the United States and other developed countries to engage in tourism. It's good for all of us. And so the key question is, do we have the humility to look beyond our shores and to look at emerging economies that are essentially prospering from the economic houses that we taught them how to build? And do we have the humility to take those lessons back home and begin to start living up to our potential again?
Peter Henry, dean at the NYU Stern School of Business and author of Turnaround, Third World Lessons for First World Growth. Thank you so much.
Thank you.